The search for answers in Orlando is taking authorities down new avenues tonight. Emerging accounts today raised more questions about the man who shot 49 people to death before police shot and killed him. William Brangham reports from Orlando.
When you saw his picture, what went through your mind?
We just went, oh, like, yeah, that makes sense. There, that's Omar.
It's a new wrinkle in the investigation into Orlando shooter Omar Mateen. Some of the patrons of the Pulse nightclub are now saying Mateen was a frequent visitor.
He used to come in the bar about on the weekend sometimes. He would be there. Sometimes he would miss a couple weeks and then be in again. He was regular.
This afternoon, the nightclub's owner said through a spokeswoman that the reports are, quote, untrue and totally ridiculous. But the Associated Press reported that the FBI is investigating those claims, as well as others that Mateen may have used a dating app for gay men.
The last contact was like 3 months ago, and as soon as I saw the picture on the news, I quickly noticed the person's face.
These allegations come as something of a departure from what was previously said about the attacker. Mateen's father has said his son became upset months ago after seeing two men kissing in Miami, but otherwise never seemed homophobic. Investigators are also talking to the gunman's wife. NBC News reports she told federal agents that she tried to dissuade her husband from carrying out the attack. She also said she was with him when he bought ammunition and a holster and once drove him to the club because he wanted to scope it out. Meanwhile, some of those who escaped with their lives spoke today at the Orlando Medical Center.
I hear him come back and he's shooting everyone that's already dead on the floor, making sure they're dead. I look over and he shoots the girl next to me. And I'm just there laying down. I'm thinking, I'm next. I'm dead.
Angel Colon was shot several times. Fighting back tears, he described how he was rescued by police.
I don't feel pain, but I just feel all this blood on me from myself, from my other people. And he just drops me off across the street. And I look over and there's just bodies everywhere. We're all in pain.
All this as the FBI continues to scour the scene of the shooting. Lines of agents and officers worked through the club's grounds this morning, laying down markers and identifying potential clues. As the investigation here in Orlando ends its third day, there's been a flurry of activity in Washington. President Obama and members of the U.S. House were briefed by national security officials. Today, the president called again for cracking down on assault-style weapons and barring those on the terror watch list from buying guns.
Otherwise, despite extraordinary efforts across our government, by local law enforcement, by our intelligence agencies, by our military, despite all the sacrifices that folks make, these kinds of events are going to keep on happening.
After the session with the president, FBI Director James Comey also briefed members of the House on the investigation behind closed doors. And around the country, thousands of Americans are responding in their own ways, with tributes and vigils in a number of cities last night. In New York, supporters gathered in front of the historic Stonewall Inn, where the modern gay rights movement began. And back in Orlando, thousands met in the city's downtown. There they lit candles and read aloud the names of the 49 killed. Dew Sizemore, who lost six of his friends in the shooting, said the ceremonies gave him a small sliver of comfort.
And I feel like I can leave here and start to heal. And it's the beginning. It's the beginning of a long road ahead of us. But hopefully tonight will help a lot of people. It helped me.
The president is planning on coming here to Orlando on Thursday, where he'll likely meet with family members and victims of the shooting. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm William Brangham in Orlando, Florida.